I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United States is accusing Iran of failing to declare chemical weapons-related activities in violation of commitments to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. U.S. Representative to the organization Kenneth Ward told an annual meeting at The Hague on Thursday that the United States is concerned that Iran is developing central nervous system acting chemicals for offensive military purposes. He did not give the source of the allegation. A small group of Central American migrants marched peacefully to a border crossing in Tijuana, Mexico, Thursday to demand better conditions and push to enter the United States. Mexican police watched closely as officials from the National Human Rights Commission and a migrant support agency told the migrants their needs would be addressed. They urged them to apply for humanitarian visas in Mexico and seek work in Tijuana, where they said thousands of jobs were available. President Trump is threatening to shut down the border, disrupting a $1.68 billion a day trading relationship. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Migrants are camping out in Tijuana, Mexico at the border. They have traveled there from Central America.
They have records. They have some very bad criminal records.
The president says it's a really bad situation there.
There are fistfights all over the streets. They're starting fistfights. They said, these are not like normal, innocent people.
And if it's determined Mexico can't control it, the president says the U.S. will shut down the border.
The whole border. I mean, the whole border.
And how far will the military go?
If they have to, they're going to use lethal force. I've given the okay. Yeah, if they have to, I hope they don't have to.
The president says he has no choice because you are dealing with rough people.
This is VOA News. A United Nations representative met Yemen's rebel chief Thursday to try to